Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light.
Do you know who I feel bad for in this whole thing?
Who?
Is Mayweather, because he has to sit there for like hours at a time while...
No, but look at him. All he's doing, he's like slowly bringing up his glass and drinking out of it.
I would have brought him... I would have had a guy bring out my throne.
Honestly, it's Mayweather. I'm surprised he doesn't have a throne. I am surprised.
Did you ever see like 60... Like, okay, for regular people, there's cribs for cribs. And then for real big people, there's 60 minutes for cribs.
Okay.
And so they did a couple of, like years ago, they did a tour of his house in Vegas.
I remember that because he was talking about his cars.
All his cars.
Yeah.
The ones he never drives.
Stephen A. Smith couldn't stop talking about it on First Take.
I'm just telling you, on First Take would be the best show ever. Stephen A. Smith and Conor McGregor.
I would watch it because you have two people who don't listen to anybody.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And they will not shut up.
Most people don't listen to anybody.
You know what, though? I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Stephen A. Smith. I respect what he does. But at least Max Kellerman will stop and listen for a minute and let the other person make their point. A lot of times, Stephen A. Smith won't do that.
Okay, how about...
Conor McGregor won't do it either.
How about Bomani Jones and Conor McGregor?
I love Bomani Jones.
Man. Bomani Jones and Conor McGregor might be great. That would be one of the greatest shows.
I agree because they, oh my God, that would be fantastic. Bomani's funny and really smart. And I think Conor McGregor's funny. Don't know how smart he is. You know what I mean? But smart enough to be, I mean, he's a great entertainer.
He is a great entertainer.
I don't know what we're watching. It's on Showtime, but it looks like they're
Fox
on tour.
Fox Sports. This is FS1.
Oh, okay, I see.
See, we were watching soccer, and then you came in, and now we're not watching soccer.
Not my fault. Game ended.
Yeah.
So you're going to watch it regardless
Perfect
of whether
timing.
Or not I was here.
Yeah. Shots happen.
Perfect timing. So we're watching this Mayweather, Conor McGregor tour. And Alex and
would you
I'm
go
sorry,
see
Chi-Chi
a tour?
And I. Chi-Chi and I.
Yes, Chi-Chi Portero.
I'm rooting for McGregor. Has nothing to do with race, has everything to do with Mayweather beating women and his particular style of boxing.
Okay.
I don't like his style of boxing because I don't consider it boxing.
He's a technician is basically what he is.
He runs. He's a runner. He's a coward.
No, he's a guy who uses the rules and is very
technique, yeah.
scientific about, I mean,
very boring.
Yes, it's, but boxing.
You know who he is? He's one of your weasels. He's a weasel.
Well, maybe that's why I kind of like him.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, he's not going to knock you out.
But boxing
is not about knocking people out.
This one will be.
Boxing is not about, well, this one will
this
be.
This fight, someone's getting knocked out.
Someone has to get knocked out.
Yeah. I mean, that's all this is about it's just an event. It's not even really a boxing
I mean, do people
match.
Remember how terrible it was when Muhammad Ali fought a judo guy?
Rumble in the Jungle.
It was not the Rumble in the Jungle. The guy was on his back the whole time, like kicking him in the shins.
Was that one here in Denver?
No, that was against Lyle Alzado.
Yeah, Lyle Alzado fought.
But you know what? So I have you heard the story of that? Woody Page.
Yeah, I was somewhere. I heard that live.
But no, just Woody was talking about the fact that Lyle came in. Like this is a boxing match. Like, I'm going to take this serious. And Muhammad Ali was just screwing around.
He's like, you better not be.
And then all of a sudden, like, Lyle landed a punch, and Muhammad Ali was like, whoa. Okay. If that's how you want to play this. And pummeled him. Like, pummeled him. But to his credit, Lyle Alzado did not get knocked out. Like, he lasted the full four rounds.
Or, yeah, it was like, only like four. Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a
it
full.
It was an exhibition.
Yeah. But he didn't get knocked out. He got knocked down. A couple of times, because finally Muhammad Ali was like, no, homie ain't playing this.
Yes. You know, that. I mean, that's kind of how I felt about, any of this, is that, you know, I feel like, you know, it reminds me of the scene in the movie with Warren Beatty where he was playing the quarterback. Heaven Can Wait. Where the guy comes up and says, "I made him an I made him an offer that he could never say no to, and he took it. You know, I offered him $1 billion. You know, I just said it would cost $1 billion to buy the team, and he took it." And it's just like, I feel like that's what Mayweather did here. It's like he didn't want to really do this, but then people were like, "Okay, well, let's make it happen. I'm going to make 200. How much? $200 million? Okay.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. And I watched this. It feels so scripted. It feels all this tour press conference where they're having their say, and now, you know. And here's what's different. Like, Conor McGregor looks so fun and jovial up there. You watch Mayweather, he's just, like, skulking around, like, looking angry. Okay, here we
go.
He's going to pull out his $100 million check out of his backpack. Dude.
It's a alligator skin, that backpack, too.
Would you pay? Are you going to pay $99 to see this fight? Would you pay $99? Like, if you had money. Like, if money were no object. If any of us had money. If money were no object, would you still pay the $99?
Yes,
to see this?
Yes, I would have a party, because I will tell you that like, so when Tyson, was it Tyson or Holyfield fought George Fraser?
No, that was Tyson.
Tyson fought George.
That was over in like 20 seconds.
No, where was the one that George Fraser actually, like, he was the heavyweight champion of the world there for a while.
But Fraser beat Ali.
Yes, I know. But then when he came back in his 40s, he actually was the heavyweight champion of the world. I think did he beat Buster Douglas?
He must have, because Douglas.
But it was someone. But then
Douglas
he
beat Tyson.
But then he, and then he went to prison.
Frazier?
No, Tyson.
Oh yeah.
No, Frazier made grills and named all his kids
George.
No,
that's Foreman.
Oh, Foreman.
You thinking Foreman?
I was thinking Foreman.
Okay, I'm like, Frazier. Frazier had one fight against Tyson.
God, that's embarrassing. Why didn't you stop me?
I thought you were talking about Frazier.
No, Foreman.
Okay, so Foreman, yeah. Foreman.
Well, I said in the first sentence, you know, the Frazier grill.
Oh, I didn't hear the Frazier. Well, you could have been talking about his ugly, ugly face.
I was not talking about.
Frazier was not an attractive
face. Listen, I do not talk about other people's ugly faces because I have got an ugly face.
I don't know. Frazier was not.
Yeah,
an
so George
man.
Foreman.
Yes. Like, for a week, held the
No. He fought someone like for a full 12 rounds. But I remember going to a party where that was at. Whatever, who the hell boxers were boxing? One of them was George Foreman, who I missed it enough.
I was at a party the night that Tyson lost to Buster Douglas, and we were shocked. Like, we were stunned because we were rooting for Tyson.
I was in England.
Was anybody paying attention?
I found out in the newspapers the next morning, and I thought, what? That's not true.
That could not have happened.
No way.
But it happened. It came from the Sun, so it must be true.
You know what? I think for boxing, this is a brilliant move. Boxing has been losing demographics faster than the Titanic sank.
Well, the thing that needs to happen, is that there can be only one belt.
So you have to unify it.
You have to unify all of it.
But it has to be on the heavyweight level.
It can be all those levels.
Right, but the problem.
Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran and Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns were not, none of them were heavyweights. They were all middleweights.
I understand.
You can have great, but you have to have them all in going for one crown, not going for different crowns.
It's tough, though, because you have three different, you know, IBA, WBA, something, something, something.
Yes.
They have like three different belts. And on the heavyweight division anyway, it seems like it's easier to unify those belts.
Well, for the longest time it was, you know, Vladimir Klitschko had three of them and his brother had one and they were never going to fight.
See, I don't know if they should have to, but they really should. They should fight.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore because one of the Klitschkos, I don't think any of them anymore own any of the titles.
That might also be part of the problem with boxing. Besides, you don't have a great American heavyweight.
I don't think it matters. You have
I
a
think
great,
it does.
You have a great English. Oh, you had a. I mean,
I think it matters for American boxing fans. I think it matters if you have a great American heavyweight. I do.
It needs to
who's
be.
Who's the current heavyweight champion of the world?
This English guy.
Thank you. this English guy.
But that was Vladimir Klitschko before then. His name was...
And if you ask most people, it would have been some Russian dude, I think. Maybe
no, because he was because he's dating some really small, cute American girl or married.
Some really small, cute.
He's like 6'9", and she's like 5'1".
They have stepladders for that.
Yes, they do.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.
What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? If it ain't the melody, it ain't the music. There's something else that makes it.
Cargo are enough.